Salutations, adventurers. Welcome back to the Forged 20 podcast. I am now your player, Zach Coldiron. Before we jump into tonight's episode, I'd like to get some sponsors out of the way. Are you sick and tired of those same old car sales warlocks? Don't get the frightened condition yet, folks, as the Car Stars team are financial wizards that are ready to help you in need of a vehicle. Good credit? Bad credit? Hells, even no credit. Dominic at Car Stars will hook you up with a new ride, and they ship cars nationwide. Feel free to contact Car Stars at carstars@gmail.com or call them at 813-863-5817. Expeditiously, travelers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Forged D20. I'm your host, Hunter, here with my best friend and you are my co-host and the host of our other series, Tales of Lodrienth, Zach.
Hello.
If you guys were not here for our session zero, welcome. This is Forged D20's newest series, Thrones. I will be running this campaign in lieu of Zach because he is very busy running the other campaign, but he will be co-hosting this one and will be my primary player for this campaign. We'll have a revolving door of guest players and maybe a few players that will have short and long-term stays in the campaign, but for right now, he's going to be the driving force of the early part of this story. So I just want to go ahead and say thank you, Zach, for being here and lending your talents to the campaign.
Hey man, of course, I'm really excited to step back into the role of Alistair Darkheart once more and tell maybe even an even better story than we did the first time, man. I'm excited.
I agree, man. I'm very excited. I think we have a lot to get through. We have a lot of stories to tell, a lot of lessons to be learned, and a lot of fun to be had. So, a few announcements before we begin. This campaign will not be affecting Tales of Lodrienth's release schedule. This will be something that we do alternating with it. It'll be Tales of Lodrienth 1 week, Thrones the next, so on and so forth. You'll still get your regular uploads. You will still be able to watch that series of content if you want to. My goal is not to take you away from Zach's campaign, but to bring you over here and have something for you to partake in the meantime when there isn't a release for that. It's to have you watching both. That's my goal, at least. And obviously for us to have fun.
So, hell yeah.
Other than that, I just wanted to say the channel is looking for sponsors, whether it be something small, something large, or if you're just looking for a brief advertisement for us or with us, we're more than willing to work with you on that. As we are looking for sponsors, feel free to reach out. We have social media like Instagram. We have our Discord. We have Facebook. And feel free to reach out to Zach or myself in any of the videos. Of course, we also have YouTube and things like that. So, without further ado, I'm going to give you a little brief rundown synopsis before we begin. Description. And then we're going to jump right into this. So, this campaign, Thrones, is going to be lots of highs, lots of lows, lots of drama, also lots of fun and entertainment. But there will be adult content within this campaign and some content that some people may consider triggering. So before I get to anything that's too adult or anything that may be too triggering for some people, I'll make sure that I state it out loud so that you can skip ahead or so that you can brace yourself for that kind of content if you need that kind of warning. No judgments here, because I know how that can be for some people. But anyways, for this setting, we will be in the Forgotten Realms, specifically the Sword Coast, in a place known as Darkvale. Now, Darkvale is a very tumultuous place right now. And someone has managed to wander their way here in search of a certain lord that has gone missing. You will be joining this person in their search for the missing lord. I look forward to seeing your reactions, your opinions, so feel free to leave any comments in the comment section of the videos. Reach out to us on social media with your opinions, criticisms, compliments, constructively, hopefully. Anyways, let us begin. In the midst of the looming shadows and whispered secrets of Darkvale, a sense of unease has settled upon the town like a heavy fog. For in the absence of its lord, a palpable tension hangs in the air, casting a heavy fog over the once vibrant community. Lord Crowley Darkheart, the ruler of Darkvale, has vanished without a trace, leaving behind a void that threatens to engulf the entire town in uncertainty. Rumors swirl like leaves caught in a gust of wind, each whispering of foul play and treachery. In the grand halls of Darkheart Manor, where once the Lord held court and dispensed justice, now lies an eerie silence. The servants and townsfolk whisper fearfully of strange occurrences in the dead of night or ghostly apparitions haunting the empty corridors. The townsfolk, once united in their loyalty to their lord, now find themselves adrift in a sea of suspicion and distrust. Factions have emerged, each vying for control in the power vacuum left by the lord's disappearance, their ambitions casting long shadows over this town. Yet amidst the chaos, a flicker of hope remains. A lone wanderer, determined to uncover the truth behind Lord Crowley's fate, sets out to unravel the mystery that shrouds Darkvale in darkness. Armed with courage and determination, he delves into the town's murky past, following a trail of clues that leads them ever closer to the heart of the mystery. But as our main character of this episode, our driving force, delves deeper into the shadows, they soon discover that some secrets are best left buried, and that that truth can be more terrifying than they ever imagined. For in the heart of the Dark Vale, where the veil between reality and the Nine Hells grows thin, they must confront not only the darkness that lurks within the town's walls, but also the darkness that resides within themselves. And so we begin in the town of Darkvale. Daedalus has wandered his way across the Storm Coast to explain he's here with a purpose. He's in search of Crowley Darkheart, the Lord of the Vale. He's made his way to the central sort of plaza of the town of Darkvale. It is here that he sees somewhat bustling streets of people. You see some commerce, some trade. Townsfolk going about their normal 9-to-5 routines. Some tradesmen moving valuable stones for their masonry work. He sees some lumber being transported from one end of the town to the other. And as he's approaching the center of the town, he sees a florist making her way through the crowd, offering flowers to those willing to lend their ear to her for a moment. She locks eyes with him and approaches.
Hello. Hi, would you like some flowers? And she extends a bouquet of lilies towards Daedalus.
Daedalus takes a moment. You see him kind of leer his head back and tilt to the left a little bit. And he looks from the lilies to the woman. If I was to buy one, perhaps you could give me information where the Lord of the Vale is located, or his manor.
Well, I could tell you where the Lord's manor is, but I couldn't tell you where the Lord of the Vale is, considering he's been missing, or at least dead for the last couple of years. If you wander a little bit outside of town on the northward side, you'll go down a trail which leads to a gated manor with a large tree behind it. You'll know it when you see it. The tree makes it stand out very much so.
Nameless nods, his golden skin reflecting the sunlight. He looks at the woman for a moment. How much for the flowers? The lilies.
3 copper pieces.
He reaches down into a small, navy-colored fabric pouch. Pulls the string. Reaches in and pulls out the copper. He hands it to the woman.
She accepts it, putting it in a coin purse of her own that is on her waist side. Closing it. I haven't seen you around the city before. I'm in the streets pretty much every day. I'm waiting for my husband who's on duty to come home. His name's Isaiah. By the way, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Elia. Lothbrook. Sorry. Soon to be Redmore. You can see that she's turning. She's like blushing very. You can tell she's a little jittery, but in an excited way about getting married to her husband.
Daedalus smiles a little bit, just a slight grin to his face. What grin a dragonborn can make, that is. And he responds, "My name is Daedalus. And you are correct, I am not from around here. I'm from a place very far from here. I've come here with this decree, you see." He reaches into his pocket, and you see him pull out a small scroll. He unfurls it, and you can see it reads, "A decree from the Lord's Alliance." It says, "A reward for anyone that can bring clues or bring about the knowledge of the fate of the Lord of the Vale's family and himself, Lord Crowley Darkheart."
Wow, you're pretty brave for going up there.
Either brave or foolish. I've heard things about the manor. Ghouls, ghosts. I've even heard things about devils in my travels here.
I've heard it all. I personally haven't made my way towards Darkheart Manor to see for myself, because I like my head on my shoulders. But a lot of people who I know who have tried to take a look have definitely seen some ghastly sights. That's for sure.
Daedalus nods. You see him put the scroll back into his pocket. "Well, Elia, thank you for your time and the help. Good luck with your marriage until we meet again." And you see him turn as he heads northward towards the path that she mentioned.
And she waves now, him off.
Oh, go ahead.
Like in Pokemon. You know how at the end of a Pokemon episode they always be waving at the end?
They're waving him off. Yep. Alright. So now we're going to go to the next map. Daedalus is making his way through these crowded streets, taking note that instead of members of the Lord's Alliance or the City Watch, there seems to be some form of clergy here enforcing rule. Men adorned in silver and gold trimmed cloaks, little armor. If they have any, it's on their shoulders. Silver adorned pauldrons, that is. And the men and women of this clergy seem to keep to themselves. Townsfolk seem uneasy around them. And they seem to be keeping a strong eye on the new face they don't recognize. Nobody says anything, for they see Daedalus is keeping to himself, but they definitely take note. Daedalus makes his way outside to the edge of town, where eventually this winding path through the forest leads him to the outskirts of a gated manor. This large, two-story, I would say, mostly stone in its construction. You see, this manor features one central tower near the middle of the manor. It peaks not too high. I don't want to say a tower, but it looks like some sort of important room at the top center of the manor. A large tree, as Elia mentioned, adorns the environment around the manor. It eclipses the site. It takes your eyes away from the manor. It seems to be a very key feature in this area. This is a tree of exceptional magnitude. It dwarfs this manor in a way. Now, as Daedalus approaches, he sees this manor is guarded. He sees two clergymen dressed like the rest before him, or before them, standing at the gates, each flanking either side. The two men seem to be speaking of nothings, at least to Daedalus, when they notice his approach. The two men look up, and one begins to speak to Daedalus.
Hold it right there. That's close enough, Scaleskin.
Daedalus stops, a visible disgust on his face at the open racism of this town and of this clergy. Hopefully this is not a reflection of the Lord of the Manor. Daedalus stops. The men look at each other for a moment.
You want entrance into here? Have to warn you, anybody who's gone in there, they don't come out the same.
Daedalus looks at them with a raise of his eyebrow.
And besides, unless you get past us, you're not getting in there. And how would I go about that?
Daedalus asks. The two men look at each other.
A toll. You're not going to find anything in there, and odds are if you find something, it's going to make you run away screaming, so a small toll is all we ask. Let's say 10 copper. 10 copper?
Yes, 10 copper, did we stutter, the other guard says.
Daedalus begins to grumble, 10 copper, poppycock.
Reaches into his pouch, pulls out his remaining few coins, and hands it to the guards. They look at each other, they shake the bag, open it up, look at each other, they nod. One looks over to the right. What the hell's that over there? And then they start walking off to the right side of the manor. Looks like they're going on some sort of patrol. Daedalus looks for a second, watches them leave.
Well, clearly they've done that before.
Begins to approach the manor's gates. Slides the gate open. Begins to approach. As he approaches, he takes note of the sort of now defunct and I don't want to say in decay, but that's the strongest word I could think of. Aesthetic to this once great manor. Vines grow along the walls, trees, ferns, shrubbery, all grow unkept, untrimmed. The grass is long dead, though. Flowers seem not to grow here. And there is no light emanating from within the manor, no seemingly signs of any person or beings within. An eerie silence beyond just the gust of the wind. Daedalus approaches the manor and he sees a central courtyard just before the door. A large sort of fountain. It lays in ruin, no longer shooting water. The water just perpetually overflows into the grounds around it. It was once a functioning magical well or spring, but now magical in how much water it dispenses, but in its flow, defunct. Daedalus approaches the door. And as he approaches the door, takes one last look at the outside windows, the front of the building, raises his scaled hand, and begins to knock. Now, we're going to transition to the titular main character, the true main character of the story, in a way. The man who Daedalus is here to search for. The true current Lord of the Vale, Alistair Darkheart. Alistair, what are you doing within the manor? You just heard what seems to be knocking at your front door. The first knocks you've heard in a very, very long time.
Right now, with Alistair, what you can see is him sitting in his family room in a study where his dad would often do a lot of reading. And what you would see sitting in that very beautiful, ornate, golden chair with white accents is a fair-skinned, half-elven, young adult male with slicked back white hair that goes to just about the lower side of his neck, near his traps. Over his right eye is a black eye patch with a symbol of a golden metal filigree shaped heart with multiple spindles and expanses on the shape and intricate design of it, wearing a black cloak accented with a gold color as he takes a sip of a bottle of wine he's drinking, kind of mumbles to himself for a moment, walking over towards the door, but doesn't respond in this moment. Just waits. Takes another sip of his drink.
There's a long pause after Daedalus knocks. He hears nothing. He seems a bit perplexed as to why he even knocked in the first place. Well, if no one's going to answer the door, I'm going to see if it's unlocked. He reaches for the door latch, the handle, gives it a few tugs, sees that it's clearly locked. This time he takes a moment, knocks again, much louder. Dum, 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 dum.
Alistair, upon hearing this, right above the front door, is a obsidian black colored rapier that he grabs from the top, trying to hear somebody try to open the door and forcefully make their way into the manor. Go away, devil!
Daedalus kind of, like, shakes his head for a second. Devil! I'm no devil. I'm a dragonborn. My name is Daedalus. I'm here with a decree from the Lord's Alliance. I'm here searching for the Lord of the Vale, Crowley Darkheart. Is that who I'm speaking with?
You lie! You're trying to make me leave! Go away!
Long pause. Daedalus thinks to himself how to handle the situation. For a moment, he considers trying an alternative entrance. And he says, no, I'm already here at the front door. Maybe I'll ask him nicely, he thinks to himself. No. All right, Darkhawk. If you won't open the door, then I'm going to kick it in and show you the decree. I am not lying to you.
This decree says that I am to find the Lord of the Vale, or his family, and bring back with the knowledge, or bring them back the knowledge of their fates. But since you won't let me in, I will just have to let myself in. Three, two, one. And as soon as he says one, Daedalus rears back and kicks the door as hard as he can, trying to kick it open. So I'm going to go ahead and have Daedalus roll a strength check. This is a hefty door, though, so let's see. That is a 14. No, 16, because proficiency. So 16. With a 16, Daedalus kicks that motherfucking door open. You see as the impact hits right next to the door handle, you see as the door caves in just a little bit beneath the handle. Another kick. As the door begins to slowly hinge open. What do you do, Alistair?
Oh, he's got that rapier pulled out. He's going to try to fucking stab him.
All right. So you're going to roll for, like, we're going to say 3/4 cover because you're, like, going through a wall. Or not through a wall, but, like, through the gap in the door at him, you know?
Yes.
So go ahead and roll your rapier attack.
It says it's a short sword, but we're saying it's rapier. That's for visuals okay. purposes.
Right.
So 15.
A 15. A 15 does not hit.
All right. As Alistair lunges forward with his rapier and says, "You'll find no lord here." And that's all I can do.
All right. So
Actually, one more thing. I want a Hexblade's curse. As you see a black obsidian mist shoot from his eyeball and completely envelop Daedalus.
As the mist coalesces around Daedalus, Daedalus immediately takes a step back from the door, realizes whoever's on the other side has got some serious magic, some serious potential. And he hears the words, "You'll find no lord here." Daedalus readies himself and pulls out his own weapon, brandishing his sickle. "If I won't find the Lord here, then I'll find his murderer, or perhaps the ones responsible for his family's disappearance." And again, with one final kick, he kicks the door in. This time, much easier check. Let's see if he passes this. He's already pretty much kicked the thing open. Oh, yeah. That's a 25.
God damn, that bitch is going down.
So, Daedalus once again kicks the door. This time the door completely shoots open. The wind gusting in at the force of the pressures changing from the inside of the manor to the outside air. Wind, cold air rushes into the manor. Light infiltrates the manor for the first time in years.
Really quick, we're going to take a brief intermission as we have yet another sponsor on this podcast episode. I know you like D&D, but do you also like gaming? Pokemon TCG, Yu-Gi-Oh, or even Magic the Gathering? Well, Forge 20 is now proud to sponsor with a local Florida game shop called Nerds with Money. They provide an esports room, host TCG tournaments, game tournaments, sell all of your nerdy goods and everything you'll need. They're located at 5157 Gull Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, Florida, with a zip code of 33542. They're open from Sunday to Thursday, 2 p.m. to midnight, and open Friday and Saturday from noon to midnight. Make sure you stop by for D&D Sundays. You might catch me there soon.
A
At this point, how far away from the door would you say Alistair is now that the door's been kicked open?
Oh, within reach. He was within reach, 100%. He was within 5 feet.
Okay, so we're going to say, are you straight behind it or are you at an angle?
He was straight behind it because he just thrusted forward with his rapier.
All right, so we are right here face to face. We are within reach of each other. The door's been kicked open. Daedalus is now 5 feet away from Alistair. And you can see very clearly Alistair standing before you. Describe Daedalus. A gold-skinned dragonborn, but his scales are a little off-putting. You can see around the neck area where the softer tissue or softer scaled areas of normal dragonborns is typically the same sheen of their harder scales. You see that Daedalus has almost a charred, grayed, blackened skin, as if from some sort of burning. You can see that he wears a very, very Forgive me, I'm having a bit of a brain fart. You can see he's wearing a very simple set of plate armor. You can even see that this plate armor is very old. It's got many dings, dents, a little bit of rust here and there. What semblance of steel or stainless steel that it was is now dulled, and it has seen much wear and tear over the years, and whatever armor it is, if you can even call it armor, is effective, but for how long? The Dragonborn has these luminescent, deep emerald colored eyes that seem to almost radiate a sort of flame to them. The Dragonborn looks at you. For a moment, he tilts his head almost in confusion.
You're not old enough to be Crowley Darkheart.
No, I'm not. Get the fuck out of my house. Now.
And with his one eye that you can tell is full of like this fear, but also this hatred, this very luminescent, not neon blue, but ice blue color eye, piercing your very soul, ready to pounce.
Takes in the moment. He looks around, he looks to his left, he looks to his right, kind of observing the manor.
Tell me, if I don't leave, what are you going to do? Sit here alone, wither away. Clearly something tragic happened here. Something terrible. Your family's gone. You're alone. And you speak of devils. I am clearly not a devil.
You lie to me. You've got to be using some sort of illusion magic. Don't fucking lie. I said leave.
Daedalus puts the sickle to his side. He has his shield still up near his, I would say, mid-torso region. Still protecting himself, but he puts the sickle down. You see, he's not brandishing it to fight you. He's just holding it at his side. He takes a step further in towards Alistair.
I am not here to harm you. I'm here to help you. I am not a devil. Here, take this.
And he reaches, very slowly, to his pocket with his shield arm. He takes the decree out of his pocket. He reaches out and he drops it. And then takes a step back away from Alistair.
Go on. Read it.
Alistair pulls it open and reads it for a second. Sees what it says. closes it. And what he does after he closes it is you see this magical ice blue light beginning to emerge and feel a sudden rush of coldness join the room as he freezes the scroll, pierces it with his rapier, drops the rapier, and now he's gonna try to fucking arm drag the shit out of Daedalus. You lie!
Roll me a strength check. This is gonna be you trying to grapple Daedalus and maneuver him to slam him down.
Oh no!
Alright, so let's see what Daedalus' strength check will be.
So much better.
The strength versus strength.
Natty one?
That is a 15.
Fuck.
No, that's a 13. Excuse me, 13. So you go to arm drag Daedalus with the arm that drops the parchment. As he drops the parchment, you reach out, catch it, pull it out, and read it. Daedalus' arm is still sort of extended. As you're reading the parchment, you read something you don't like. You freeze the parchment, stab it down with your rapier. Attack Daedalus, and you reach out and grab his arm and try to arm drag him over you. As you do so, you realize, oh, this dragonborn's in plate armor, and he's quite big. You didn't realize before that this dragonborn's 6'6" and quite hefty. Now, for a dragonborn, he's not the largest, but he's hefty enough for a half elf. You go to drag him over you, and he resists. He looks at you. You should have taken the easy way, Darkheart. And he reaches down and he attempts his own grapple check on Alistair.
Ooh, okay. Better rolls.
That's a 25.
Fuck my asshole.
So, after you try to arm drag him, you're now sort of like in front of him and you've got his arm over here. He takes his arm and just takes it right around your neck. And he's got sort of a standing rear naked, right? And with the other arm, he's going to throw it up underneath your right armpit. And then he's just going to lift you up, slide his left arm out, and slam you down sort of choke slam style from behind, right onto the ground behind him. Or beneath you, not behind you. So I'm going to roll a d4 for damage.
Yes. Because
he's picking you up and slamming you down. You take 1 damage from the sort of modified choke slam that Daedalus gives Alistair. As he does this, he's going to take a few steps away from Alistair, because Alistair's prone. He's going to back up down the hallway just a little bit. And as he slams Darkheart down, and he takes a few steps back away from him, he's going to say, I don't want to do this to you, but if you try that again, I'm going to put you in the fucking ground.
Alistair is going to slowly, as he's grabbing his body in extreme pain after getting fucking chokeslammed like that on this stone or marble floor, gets up and... Ooh, let's see.
Is he going to run straight at Daedalus, or is he going to grab something off the walls and throw it at him or something?
What's around him that he can grab right now?
It's your manor. You can... There could be a torch sconce on the wall next to you. You can throw it at him like a boomerang or something. Whatever you want.
There's this beautiful black vase, very similar to that Alistair Darkheart, his family's house crest, the golden heart made of metal filigree. It has that very much same filigrical pattern as he grabs it, and he's going to just fucking right over Daedalus' head.
So you're going to run right at Daedalus and try to bash the vase over his head?
Yes.
Alright, so roll me a, you can either roll me a strength, like, modified, like, weapon strength attack, or an unarmed, like, weapon attack, or unarmed, some dexterity unarmed attack, whatever.
Can I do a...
Do an unarmed strike. We'll say that.
Okay.
Or wait, what did you want to do?
Can I get a plus two using his dexterity to try to be quick and... Sure. Yeah. 18?
You hit.
All right. Well, how much damage do you want to say it does?
Do a D4. Like I did my D4 for the choke slam.
One.
And then we'll just add two for your dex modifier. Because Daedalus's slam is more like, okay, don't do that. I'm telling you, don't do that. And yours is like, get the fuck out of my house. You're trying to kill Daedalus. Well, maybe not even kill him, but you're trying to maim Daedalus and get him out of your house. Daedalus is trying to get you to stop.
Yep.
So, like, there's not quite as much of a violent intent. So Daedalus takes three, you took one. You run up, you take this base made of very fine metals and stones, marbles, and bash it over the Dragonborn's head. As it hits the Dragonborn, you see he tries to get out of the way, but you're deceptively quick. And as you smash this vase into 1,000 little pieces over the Dragonborn's head, his head is quickly smacked towards the ground. You see him take a knee for a moment. Blood trickles down just above his right eye. He takes his left hand and sees the blood. Looks up at you. I was going to ask you to leave this manor and come back to the Lord's Alliance willingly. But if you will not come out of the shadows willingly, then I will drag you to the light, kicking and screaming. And as soon as he says this, Daedalus shoots for like a double leg takedown almost, picks up Alistair and is attempting to spinebuster him into the ground. Or, well, we're going for that. So let's see if we can get the grapple first. So, D20.
Oof, bad roll for me. Check. You'll like that.
10 to
you
5.
You still got more than me.
So Daedalus picks up Alistair in sort of a spinebuster-like hold, right? And as he does it, he's actually going to pick up Alistair, turn, and run into this room to the right with him. They bust through the door into the... What room is this? Is this someone's bedroom that they're in right now?
This is the first floor. So not necessarily. This would probably be like a guest room.
So they barge into this guest room and Daedalus spinebusters Alistair onto the end table of this room. At the foot of the bed, there's sort of this trunk end table. He spinebusters Alistair right on top of it, slamming him down, this time with force, so a D4, but with his strength modifier added on to it. That is... That's 5. You take 5 damage.
Alright, you're going to hear Alistair mutter something under his breath. He's going to say something in the Infernal language. Does Daedalus speak Infernal?
No.
You begin!
Not at all.
As he casts Hellish Rebuke. You need to make a dex save.
Okay. Dex save, okay. Got a plus 1 to dex. That's a 4. That's another save.
You're going to take only 4 points of damage, of cold damage.
Cold damage? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not doing fire damage, baby.
Okay. So, we'll say this Hellish Rebuke actually knocks Daedalus back, though. This is like a sudden blast of like the openings of the Stygian gates as this huge blast of cold force comes flying out from Alistair's hands into the body of Daedalus. You see the plate armor absorb the impact, and Daedalus gets launched back out of the room, back across into the marble walls across, leaving cracks in the wall. Daedalus hits the wall and slides down. You see his eyes open, like realizing what the hell was that. He looks up at Alistair, and he realizes now he's not fighting some Lord's kid. He's fighting somebody that's got some serious magic. Somebody's got some serious power. He sees this, and as soon as he sees Alistair starting to get up and he notices that Alistair's got more magic coming. He looks to his left towards the stairs and bolts to the second story.
As he bolts to the second story, Alistair, as his, since that was his reaction, his main action, he's going to yet again speak the infernal language and says, "Agathys!" And you see that he is encrusted in this, like, frost all around his outerwear that he's wearing. And he's also going, he's going to chase up the stairs after Daedalus.
We get up to the second floor. You see, as you come out of the room, you see Daedalus is already bounding up the stairs, turning the corner. He takes the right path of the stairs. Do you follow him on the right path, or do you go to the left path?
He's going to follow him. He's going to follow him.
So as you go to the right path, roll me a perception check real quick. With advantage, because he's in plate mail.
Nat 20. I don't need advantage.
Oh, my God. So as soon as you turn the corner, you immediately spot Daedalus. He's not attempting to hide necessarily, but you can see him sort of positioning himself in a defensive manner. You see him down the hall. What rooms are there for you in the second story?
All the bedrooms. There's so the daughter's bedrooms, Alistair's bedroom, yeah. His parents' bedroom, and then the sparring room is also up here as well.
You see that Daedalus has positioned himself just outside the sparring room. The doors open partially, kind of he's using it as like partial cover almost. He's got the door open, his shield out, and he's got his head peeked around the corner. And you see Daedalus himself, he has no way to deal with this kind of magical range threat, but you see him reach down for a moment, peek around from the corner, and he throws a dagger at Alistair.
Okay.
Plus one to this dagger throw. Nat one. So, Daedalus peeks around the corner, throws this dagger clean down the hallway towards Alistair, and with that nat 20 and perception coming around the corner, he sees that dagger a mile away. And Alistair, with his magic, shoots out a blast of cold, deflecting the dagger off like it's nothing. You're starting to get confident. You're starting to feel real good. You're walking this dude down. This devil in your home, he's mincemeat to you, is what you're getting the feel of. As you're making your way down towards the sparring room, the devil, the dragonborn, whatever you think they are, dinks into the sparring room. Leaving the door open, but they step into the sparring room.
Alistair is slowly going to creep in. He's going to be preparing some sort of cold magic that's coming from his hands, as if he's about to shoot out a beam of powerful arcane force. Ready at any moment, he's going to slowly, stealthily, mind you, approach the door. And he rolled an 11 on the stealth check.
Alright, so let me roll a little perception, see if I can sense ya. The zero to my perception. Yep, I do not know you're coming. Daedalus is in the room somewhere, but he doesn't know you're coming.
I'm gonna fire an Eldritch Blast. An ice-cold blast of energy comes towards Daedalus.
Alright.
21.
21 hits. Roll your damage.
3 points of force damage.
Alright. You step into the room, and as you step in, you can hear the clumsy clinking and clanging of the plate mail armor, the plate mail armor, and immediately you know the Dragonborn, the devil, is to your left. You step into the room. You blast him with this cold energy. His shield absorbs the brunt of the impact, but his shield is destroyed by the force of the blast. You see the shield completely is defunct. Absorbed into ice, you see chunks of it begin to fall off. Daedalus shakes his arm out from the pain, throws the shield down. Is that the end of your turn?
It's main action. I have no bonus actions. Oh, wait, I had Hexblade's Curse on you. Curse it for 1 minute. Has it been more than a minute? Maybe just short.
No.
So you get, oh, I get a plus two to damage rolls.
Okay, so you got a five there.
All
right.
Yes, but that's it. That's all I can do.
All right. The Dragonborn looks desperate. He's looking bloodied. You can see the previous wound. The blood has now dripped very heavily down his face, and you can see his arm looks to be not necessarily broken, but you can see he's in a lot of pain from that previous Eldritch Blast. When the Dragonborn is going to leap into action, he rushes towards you. He is much quicker than you expected for his size, cleaving into you slash after slash of his sickle. So let's see. Well, actually, wait. Yeah, we're going to do the slash of the sickle. That is a 24.
That definitely hits.
All right. You take five. Daedalus is going to use his, what's the word? What's the fighter feature that they get at level one? Is it second wind? Where they get a little bit of health?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, he's going to use his second wind and get a little bit of health.
I believe
as
it's
well.
Concentration?
I meant to use that before, but I'm just going to say second wind before he jumps in, and then he hits his sickle attack. So he does five damage. And you said you had the armor of Agathys on, right? So
it
you
is
do
not...
five damage back.
Yes, because you hit me with a melee attack, and it's not concentration, so I don't need to make a concentration check.
Okay, so I take five damage in return. So there goes my... Wow, okay, so I did not gain much health in the net there. I didn't go down, but I didn't lose much health. After, so to describe, after you shoot this Eldritch Blast and destroy his shield, you see the Dragonborn taking a deep breath, and you can see his muscles begin to inflate again. As you see him sort of get this second wind to him, he comes rushing forward as he takes his sickle and takes it down in the sort of low to high uppercutting strike. As he cleaves out, his reach is much further than you expected. He gashes you from just an inch or so off of your left hip bone up towards the right side of your mid-stomach. He's cleaved you pretty good. And as a bonus action, as a bonus action, because the second wind's the free action, I think. Let me check and make sure.
It's a bonus action.
Second win is bonus action.
Yes. Yeah!
So instead, Daedalus is going to, with his free action, move around Alistair Darkhart, out the door, and then he's going to... Yeah, that's it. He's just going to wait there just outside the door, using the door as cover again. He's still within your 5 feet of reach, but he's like using the door as kind of like a barrier between the two of you again.
Okay. All right. I have a question.
Okay.
In this hall, is there a window of any kind or any way
down
to...
Down at the end of the hall, so if I ping right there, I would say that's like the end of the hall. There's a window there.
Alistair's going to try to grapple him and fucking push him out the window.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your strength check.
Oh, this is a bat. This is the one I need. The nat 20! Oh, it was so close!
That's a 6. Oh, the, no, plus 6 to the 5,
no,
to 15 to the
21. No, no,
no! Oh, you come rushing out of the room. You tackle into Daedalus, charging into him. You knock him back 5 feet, 10 feet, almost 15 feet back before his feet finally plant, and he stops you. You're in a, it's like a double leg takedown sort of thing. You're tackling him, like spearing him at the ribs level, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to roll my own strength check. This is about to be nuts if I hit this.
Yeah, he's doing just a simple double leg takedown, trying to get
13,
him out.
13, go ahead and roll your strength check in return.
Please, 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 please.
gonna be a reversal spree.
I do. Okay. No.
This is about to be nuts. So you come out of the room, and you, instead of playing this game of poke and tag through the door, you say, "Forget this." You charge straight through the door, attempting to tackle the much larger foe. You shoot the double leg takedown, spearing into his stomach. You drive the dragonborn 5 feet, 10 feet back before he reaches the edge, plants his feet. He wraps it, as you were tackling him, he wrapped his arms around your sort of mid-rift waist area, and he's now going to suplex you.
Ah, gut wrench! Ah! Gut wrench right suplex out the window. That's gut fucking awesome.
Right out the window. The two of you, he takes you, and with a huge amount of strength, whatever vestiges of strength and will Daedalus has at this point, because he is bloodied. He's at 2 HP. Daedalus, with all of his might, picks up Alistair and throws him behind him in the gut-wrench suplex out the window. But because he's so close from the previous tackle from Alistair, he goes tumbling out with him. They both fall from the second story to the ground below. They are in the backyard of the Darkheart family manor. They tumble and land in the sort of dead grass fields beneath the manor, the overgrown shrubbery and vines. They land on the ground. Now, Zach.
Yes.
Did you roll your damage that you took yet?
Yes, that was the 6. I'm assuming we fell, since we were on the second story, usually a story's 10 feet, so I assume 20 feet. So I took.
So you've taken how much damage?
I have 5 HP left.
You have 5?
Yes.
Very well. All right.
And
Alistair. You land on the ground. Your body is aching all over. Something is broken. You don't know where, but you're almost certain something's broken. You can feel the pulsing and throbbing pain of the gut wound from the slash of the sickle from the dragonborn. You heard the crash and you heard the thud. You look to your left, you look to your right. You see the dragonborn. He's not moving. The dragonborn is unconscious, you think. He's laying face down in the dead grass before you. Dirt covering his body and the blood still pouring from the previous wounds that he has. You see the dragonborn is stirring a little bit, but now's your moment. Your foe is weakened. Roll me a quick perception check.
7.
You didn't need much. You begin to search for your weapon, or any weapon. You see the dragonborn sickle is only a few feet behind him. As you move towards the sickle, you see the sickle lays at the feet of 3 unmarked grave sites, all too familiar to you, Alistair.
As Alistair is getting on his knee to pick up the sickle, he sees the unmarked graves, the obviously raised area of dirt that now has grass growing over it since it's been a couple years. And what you see marking the graves, because they're unmarked without names, but not without a symbol, on a stick, hooked onto the stick is a metal circle, and there's a little charm on this, like, ring. And this charm appears to be 2 crescent moons facing opposite from one another. And in the middle of them is a 4-pointed star. And once he sees this, he kind of stops touching the sickle. And you just see him. I can't do it again.
Ah.
I'm sorry. And he just starts breaking down and crying, putting his head into the dirt. Completely almost ignoring the fact now that this dragonborn is unconscious next to him.
As Alistair begins to weep, realizing where he is, what he's become, and he's sort of gaining a semblance of his sanity back for the moment, a moment of lucidity in a way, he realizes what he's doing and that he's killing someone, he's hurting someone. He can feel in this moment of lucidity that maybe this dragonborn isn't who he thought he was. Maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe it's his mind playing tricks on him. This wouldn't be the first time. The dragonborn, after a moment passes, begins to stir. He flips over from his stomach to his back, and you hear him gasp. And he coughs up a bit of blood as he sits up slowly. He looks over and he sees the foe weeping. The young man he was battling with, having won the battle, seemingly having gotten up first, did not choose to strike Daedalus down. No, he's choosing to weep over these three graves. Daedalus musters up what strength he has and stands to his feet, brandishing the sickle as he stands, grabbing it. He sheaths it and begins to slowly approach the weeping man. These are the graves of your family.
You see Alistair's fist clenches into the dirt. As you see him slowly nod, he doesn't speak.
I am not a devil. I'm sure you've realized that by now. If I was a devil, you wouldn't have knocked me out. Or the fall wouldn't have knocked me out, whatever. I am here to help you. I was here to help your father, but now you are Lord of the Vale.
I told you, I am no lord. I don't deserve that title. I never will.
For what reason? How could you not? It is your birthright.
That I had to live and they had to suffer.
What happened here? What happened to your family?
They were killed. This tree. You can feel it, can't you? Powerful arcane energy coming from it.
The devil. Daedalus takes his... Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Daedalus takes his eyes from Alistair for the moment. He looks at the tree that's in its entirety, seemingly looming over this confrontation. Daedalus does feel unease looking at it. He looks back at Alistair, listening to what he's saying.
The devils. They come out of the tree. In and out. All times throughout the day, sometimes they try to force me out of the manor. They want me to leave. For what, I don't know. But I can't leave. I can't leave them behind. I failed them, and I deserve to rot and die here with them.
You really think that's what your father wants for you? To rot. To die here with him. This isn't what your family would want. Not your father, not your mother. Not your sibling. You are Lord of the Vale, whether you believe yourself to be or not. And you owe it to them to take up the mantle that your father left for you and to find out who did this to you. You don't have to stay here to atone. You could bring justice to those who truly committed this act. And maybe find solace in that.
I will say, I'd love to get my hands on and kill the person who did this. You say that it's my birthright to be Lord of the Vale. If I were to make it known that I'm still alive after all of these years, you don't think it would be a bad look for me? The words people would say. I know how nobility works. People talk. People gossip. They'll make their own assumptions of what happened. But they weren't there to experience it like I did. They wouldn't understand.
We will make them understand. We will show them, illuminate them, the truth.
We? You mean you'll help me?
Well, the way I see it, I have a decree here in my pocket. Well, not anymore. It's in your manor, in 1,000 little frozen pieces. I had a decree that if I found the Lord of the Vale, clues to his whereabouts or his fate, I was to be rewarded. Well, here he is before me. And if he cannot be Lord of the Vale without clearing his name, well, then I will help him clear his name so that he can be Lord. It is my duty to do so. If I want what I seek.
Tell me, Dragonborn. What's your name?
My name is Daedalus.
I'm Alistair.
Alistair.
This isn't No, you're fine. This isn't my first rodeo doing business. There's always a caveat in business and nobility. What do you seek from me? Since you seek to help me, you obviously seek something for yourself.
Well, Alistair, if I may call you Alistair, I seek knighthood. It is the goal of my life to earn this title, to give my blade to a worthy cause. I sought the Lord of the Vale so that I could become a knight, maybe in the Lord's Alliance. But if I help you become Lord, maybe I can become Knight of the Vale.
Uh,
Alistair sits there for a moment.
That is what I seek.
Groveling. Thinking if he wants to make this agreement. Realizing that there's not really anything written about it. So it seems to be a verbal agreement. Loose-lipped terms. He gets up from his state of melancholy. Turns to Daedalus, locking eyes with him, and this time when you see his eyes, that piercing gaze that's stared into your soul isn't there. There's now the soft eyes of what seems to be someone who's hurt, traumatized, overwhelmed. And he sticks his hand out. You've got a deal. You clear my name, I'll help you seek your knighthood. However, and he looks around, tries to feel for his rapier or a dagger or something. We must make this oath by blood. I demand it to be this way. Your sickle.
Daedalus unsheaths his sickle. He looks at Alistair for a moment. You understand, an oath by blood is one that must be fulfilled.
It's not my first rodeo, he says as he tries to just take the sickle from him. Does he willingly let him take the sickle?
Yeah, he hands it right over.
And he cuts his palm. As you can see, the blood is spewing from his palm, dripping down his forearm. And he hands the sickle back to Daedalus.
Daedalus looks at Alistair, locking eyes with him. Does the same. Not as deep of a wound. He's at 1 HP right now, so it's just a slight gash on his hand. But it's good enough, deep enough, about 3-4 inches across the palm. And he grasps Alistair's hand. Then by the blood, until this oath is fulfilled, we will work together to clear your name. Get back your lordship and earn me my knighthood. Or by the blood, let the price be paid of an oath unfulfilled.
As Alistair offers his hand,
they lock hands, shake on it. After a firm shake, Daedalus pulls his arm back and begins bandaging up his hand. As he's bandaging up his hand and cleaning his sickle of the blood and putting it away, he looks at Alistair. Well, Alistair, Darkheart, whatever, you'll need to go get your things. Pack a bag. We'll have to figure out what to do from here. Probably head to the Lord's Alliance in Waterdeep and prove to them that you are alive. Go pack a bag. And I will try to regain semblance of my surroundings. You can see Daedalus is clearly concussed. He's very concussed. From that fall, he is messed up. You can see dents all over his armor. I mean, his armor's a mess at this point. There's a pauldron that's missing on his one shoulder. You can see that one of the kneecaps is completely busted off, and the chain links that formed the chainmail beneath his plate
especially in the torso area, from areas that have been blasted by basically absolute zero cold, that these areas of chain have completely just snapped off. His armor is pretty much ruined, thanks to you. He hasn't realized it yet. His shield's also broken, and he's just sitting there kind of in the sort of rear courtyard of the Darkheart Manor, just trying to rest while you go and ready your bags. But for now, that will be the end of today's episode, our first episode of Thrones. With that, I want to say thank you for everybody who's listening and got this far. Thank you for everybody who didn't get this far and isn't listening to this right now and decided I'm going to check it out again later. Because you are. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate you spending your time with us. Appreciate you giving us a chance. And I hope you stick around for the next episode. We have a lot planned for you. This is merely the beginning. These characters have a lot to go through, a lot to grow through. And I'm really excited to share the lessons and the stories that we have planned for y'all. With that, I want to say thank you to Zach as well for being here and for sharing this campaign with me and this experience with me. And don't forget, starting next week, back to Tales of Lothrianth. Thank you so much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Also, special shout out to Melanie Droz for being a patron. We love you, Melanie. Thank you.